This is WNYC. I'm Janet Babin. It's day one of the U.S. Open at Flushing Meadows in Queens, the world's largest sporting event and the last Grand Slam of the tennis season. We're fortunate to have WNYC's Amy Eddings there, and she has an update for us on what's happened so far and what storylines are developing and what she'll be following. Hey, Amy.
Hey, Janet.
We've just heard that veteran American player James Blake is going to retire.
Yes, the first words out of James Blake's mouth in his news conference was, "This should come as no surprise, I'm announcing my retirement." He's 33 years old, he's from Yonkers, so a local guy, lives in Connecticut. He's ranked as high as number 4 in the world. Just 2 weeks ago in Cincinnati, he beat a top 20 player, Jerzy Janowicz from Poland, but he says he's not able to be as consistent anymore and reach those high levels. So he's going to retire after this U.S. Open.
Yeah. What are the featured matchups today?
On the women's side tonight, it's the defending champion, Serena Williams, world number one, 31 years old. She's taking on 2010 French Open champion, Francesca Schiavone of Italy, who's lost in the first round of three of her last four Grand Slams. So we know who's going to win this one, Serena Williams. Who can stop her is really the storyline here. Victoria Azarenka of Belarus, the second seed, the Australian Open winner this year, is definitely a challenger. A dark horse to root for is young American Sloane Stephens. She's considered Serena without the mean streak. She upset number three in the world, Maria Sharapova, in Cincinnati 2 weeks ago. And everybody's watching Sloane Stephens and hoping she develops into the next big American on the women's side.
The New York Times Magazine asked this week, Roger Federer can still get his game face on. Do you think he can?
You know, it's getting harder and harder for Roger. He says his passion is still sky high, but he had a second round loss at Wimbledon. I mean, Wimbledon, grass court, one of his favorite surfaces. He's only won one tournament so far this year. Meanwhile, look for the defending champion from Great Britain, Andy Murray, to go deep, along with Novak Djokovic. And the story here is Rafa Nadal, you know, the king of clay. He's won 8 Roland Garros titles, and here he is. He's undefeated on hard courts so far this season. So look for him to go deep and maybe even win this U.S. Open this year.
Amy, you're a huge fan. You play the game. You've covered the U.S. Open several times in the past, many times. What are you most looking forward to this time around?
I'm most looking forward to seeing the changes that are going to be made at this site in future years. I attended a news conference today, more details from U.S. Tennis Association executives about their plans for improving this site. A lot of discussion about putting a roof on Arthur Ashe, finally, to prevent what has been, I think, 4 consecutive years in which the men's final has been delayed to Monday because of rain. Also plans unveiled for tearing down and rebuilding Louis Armstrong and grandstand stadiums. The takeaway from this news conference, Janet, is what may happen to help finance this $500 million improvement project. You may see more reserve tickets on Louis Armstrong and the introduction of reserve tickets in grandstands, which is currently general admission, first come, first serve.
You know, Amy, I don't play at all. As I said, you're a fan and you play. I love watching tennis. There's something about watching a match that goes south for one of the players, to watch them deal solo with all this pressure and sometimes to turn it around and battle back. Somehow it gives me strength, or it helps me gather strength in other parts of my life. I'm like, if they can do it on the court, I can do it in my life.
You speak to my heart. I love tennis for that reason. To me, a tennis tournament is the best bargain in all of sports. For the $55 or whatever it costs to get a grounds pass, you can be out here for 9 hours under beautiful sunny skies when the weather is cooperating. And on the outer courts, especially in the early rounds, you're seeing some of the top 30 players in the world, and they are within spitting distance from you. It's a wonderful thing to see up close, to see a professional athlete at top form. It's really exciting.
WNYC's Amy Eddings. Amy, thanks so much. We look forward to hearing more of your reports.
Thank you so much, Janet.
This is WNYC. I'm Janet Babin.